think that all of you will agree with me when I say that the notion of God and Caesar, or at least those who speak in their names, have always been difficult for us to reconcile. Yes, it seems that each seems to swallow the other up. On one hand, there is socialism, where God and religion are outlawed. And on the other hand, we have religious fundamentalism, where fanaticism reigns, and things are black and white, and totally simple-minded. Those of you who know a little bit about sailing know that the most important part of a ship, no matter its size, is a rudder. Without a rudder, a ship cannot be steered. It would simply run amok or run aground. As human persons, our conscience is a thing that tells us what is right or wrong. And so our conscience is our rudder. Without our conscience, our lives cannot be steered towards goodness and light. Throughout the history of humankind, people have been brainwashed. In other words, they have given their conscience over to someone else. They've let someone else tell them what to do. But for we who call ourselves Christians, God must always be first. Indeed, God must always claim our conscience. There was once a young Austrian named Franz Jurgerstatter. And like many other Austrians of his day, Franz was brought up Catholic. Though friendly and affable, he was quite unremarkable. Unremarkable in his education and unremarkable in his work. No, there's nothing about Franz that was extraordinary. Nothing that would ever suggest that he was the stuff of martyrs. However, at one stage in his life, Franz suddenly matured. Or should I say his conscience did? For Franz became responsible. In other words, began to take his religion seriously. And no, he was not a fanatic. He was only someone that could be called a true believer. Someone who had what we call integrity. Like most young men of his day, Franz eventually met a girl, fell in love, and settled down. And years later, found them with three young children. All this while World War II was raging. Because of this war, at the middle age of 36, Franz was forced to join the Nazis. But unlike others who embraced the new regime, Franz resisted. He refused to join. He refused to join Hitler's army. As you might imagine, this refusal was tantamount to suicide. "Please join," his wife and family begged. "Why?" he asked. "Why not?" they replied. "I can't, because this war is not just. It is not fair. I don't believe in it. It would be wrong." "But everyone else has joined. Why can't you?" "What others do is their business. I have to do what I think. I need to answer to my conscience." "But what about your country?" they asked. "How can you fail your people and your flag?" "I love my people and I love my country," he said. But there's also a higher law. There is God's law. And God's law tells me that this war is wrong. And so France was arrested and put into prison. And during the next few months, many tried to get him to change his mind. But as you might imagine, it was all a waste of time. All attempts were useless. They were to no avail. And so, on August 9th, in the year 1943, France was put to death. He was beheaded, and his wife and family and friends looked on. Indeed, France died. True to himself, he was a martyr. True to his faith, and true to his God. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God. Here indeed the words of Thomas More come to mind. Yes, I die, the king's servant, but God's first. In our day and time, in our contemporary society, the role of Caesar is played by our secular government, our secular state, the state that is not so much against God as without God. Despite what is written on our currency, the dollar bill, our human laws are not God's laws. And as persons who try to be good and honest Christians, Christian Catholics, this can pose a problem, especially for all those in public office. Now, we cannot impose our moral values and beliefs on others, but we also can't take part in what, from a Christian point of view, is deemed wrong. As Christian Catholics, all of us face difficult decisions in a complex and convoluted world, especially in the upcoming election. There are many Caesars vying to win a place in our conscience and in our hearts. There is secular societal pressure, as well as the politics of state and government. Like the martyr, Franz Jagersdotter, God must always come first. No, we can never sell our conscience. Like France, we must never sell our soul. And Jesus said, "Show me the coin that pays your tax. I say to you, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God."